California's governor signed a law that allows NCAA college athletes to receive endorsement deals, called the Fair Pay to Play Act. The law is a direct challenge to the NCAA, which prohibits athletes from getting paid. The law goes into effect in 2023, and now the question is, how will this affect student athletes in other states? Victoria Jackson is a former NCAA athlete, also a sports historian and clinical assistant professor of history at ASU, and she's with us. Victoria, there was a drama to the signing ceremony yesterday, but what do you think of the actual law itself?
You know, we're at a point where I think enough smart people have come to the realization that amateurism and education are not equated, that you can have school sports without amateurism, that you can have students who play sports earning world-class educations and playing elite-level sports without the kind of pretend. I mean, it's just all pretend that this is an amateur thing when there's so much money. It's a multi-billion dollar industry operating in higher education.
We've discussed in the past African-American student-athletes. Certainly women student-athletes fit into this, and we think about the sports outside of football and men's basketball in a lot of senses. What does this law do when it comes to equity?
This is bringing more equity to the students who play sports, particularly those who are generating most of the revenue for everyone else to enjoy. And so those are disproportionately young Black men who play football and men's basketball. Now, what's interesting about this is it's California, and California schools have some of the world's best Olympic sport athletes who also will be able to benefit from regaining the rights to make money off their names, images, and likenesses. But it really speaks to the power dynamics that, you know, people are working so hard to deny this to the revenue-generating sports because there's a lot of fear and a lot of fear-mongering about the system entirely collapsing. And so what frustrates me is when people completely unfounded will say, well, this is going to hurt women athletes. To me, that is just a way that people are using gender justice to excuse racial injustice. And we know that the women who benefit most from Title IX, from earning college scholarships to go on and earn, you know, world-class degrees and also play world-class sports are those who come from middle and upper-class backgrounds because they're playing country club-like sports. So that frustrates me.
For some people, when they hear that the Pac-12 doesn't like it, when they hear the NCAA doesn't like it, they sort of cheer and think, oh, that's good. We have sort of the right adversaries on this one. What is your take on this? I'm sure there's no surprise that the NCAA doesn't like it.
Yes. I mean, the NCAA has had a long history of fighting any sort of change to the status quo. We saw this with Title IX and doomsday rhetoric about, you know, well, the schools won't be able to fund the women. We heard this. They even sued to try to get an exemption for athletics from Title IX because if they also had to provide sporting opportunities for women too, the system would collapse. Same thing when the NCAA TV monopoly was busted by the Supreme Court. There was the same doomsday rhetoric that the whole enterprise would collapse. Same thing when assistant basketball coaches sued because there was a cap on their salaries. Oh, well, if we paid assistant coaches more, we won't have enough money. And again, the whole system will collapse. And so it's one of those things where it's a very predictable, you know, deploying of an existential threat.
Right, right.
The model will die, but clearly it lives on because it's too powerful of a juggernaut. People like college sports. It's going to survive.
So this won't be implemented until 2023. So we have 3 to 4 years. Do you think this will force the NCAA to act? Do you think there are some states that will follow suit on California and others that will decide we couldn't possibly do this?
I anticipate this playing out before 2023 when this actually goes live in California. I think it'll play out regionally, potentially. I also think it has, you know, the potential to play out within the Power Five because the Power Five, the you know, Pac-12, Big Ten, SEC, ACC, Big 12, they've got the money. They have the resources. they have schools with really smart people who could stop fighting and think about how to implement this well. And you know, there's so many people who work in college sports who have students' interests, best interests in mind. And I think once we stop resisting and realize there's an opportunity here, I'm optimistic about this, and I think it's going to happen sooner than sooner than 2023.
Well, that is Victoria Jackson. She's a clinical assistant professor of history at ASU, also a sports historian. Victoria, thanks for your insights, as always.
Thank you so much, Steve. Appreciate it.